This is Viewpoints with Kirby Anderson.
This week is the Democratic Convention, and more Americans will be paying attention to the upcoming elections. The Olympics are over. That means that many will be tuning in to learn more about the candidates. But so far, the press hasn't been asking many questions of substance or even allowed to ask many questions. Here are three principles for you that all start with the letter P. The first P is personality. In an ideal world, we would love to have a governor or a member of Congress or a president who is warm, humble, and likable. Some are, but most aren't. Ambitious and driven people are the people most likely to win elective office. That is why you need to focus on the second P, that is policy. What policies will the candidate promote and implement? That is what will ultimately affect your family, your church, and society. Fortunately, there are voter guides and party platforms you can and should consult. Yes, party platforms often have vague language and platitudes, but there are dozens and dozens of specific policy recommendations. Does the candidate agree with those policies? If not, why not? In the case of the presidential candidates, both campaigns this year have been quite involved in crafting their party platforms. A third P is personnel. If you're voting for a candidate in an executive position, you should evaluate who they will appoint to help them achieve their agenda. The president, for example, can appoint 3,000 to 5,000 personnel in the executive branch. Each of the presidential candidates has picked a vice presidential running mate. Who he or she picks provides a window on the type of person who will be in their administration. As the adage goes, personnel are policy. Although there are lots of talk about personalities right now, policy and personnel are more important in choosing a candidate. I'm Kirby Anderson, and that's my point of view.
For a free booklet on a biblical view of anti-Semitism, go to viewpoints.info/antisemitism. Viewpoints.info/antisemitism.